Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning for my weekly visit, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm doing so great. I missed you last week.
I was gone.
I went to see the Western States Sheriff's Conference and met with sheriffs from all over the West. I think 17 states were represented.
Wow.
Yeah, from Kansas, Texas, all over the Western United States.
You know, that seems like a really great opportunity to kind of get an idea because, you know, we're here in good old Carbon County, small town USA, and it's easy to kind of get stuck in our ways and just kind of deal with the problems that we have. But it's really great for you to be able to kind of see and hear other people's point of view.
You know, and you find out that we're not as unique as you think we are, because the same problems we have here, they have everywhere. And they did a real cool thing. They had all the sheriffs in the conference room, and then they went around the table to each state that had a representative there to talk about the issues that they were dealing with the legislature and, you know, the new laws that are coming and things and problems that they're having in their state. And all of them are almost the same.
Wow.
You know, they talk about the legalization of marijuana and the concerns there. They talk about justice reinvestment and justice reform and the issues that come with that. And we're dealing with all the same stuff. So it's kind of cool. I got to, one of the huge benefits is the breakouts when they have a lot of vendors there and they would have food there and stuff and you'd sit around tables. And so I went by myself this time with the purpose to meet different people from all over and just talk to people about issues they have and how their sheriff's offices run and anything from coronavirus to you know, jail population. It was good conversations, met a lot of good sheriffs from all over the place, and it was well worth it. I think it was a good week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That sounds like it would be very beneficial. I mean, not just in a professional aspect, but in a personal aspect.
Yeah, it's neat. And it's nice to have that list of the little black book, so to speak, of people that you can reach out to and say, hey, I'm dealing with this. What have you seen?
Right.
You know, and you kind of get an idea of what people are dealing with and how they do it. So it's cool. It's a good thing. So that's where I was last week and I missed out. Now, this week's been a special week for us at the sheriff's office. Deputy Jesse Bigelow, who's one of our canine handlers, has chosen to move on to the military. He's going Army full time. And so we're losing him. Jesse started with us in July of 2014. He's worked in the jail. He's worked on the road. He's been a canine handler. We're really going to miss him a lot. He's done a great job for the citizens and the sheriff's office of Carbon County. And big shoes to fill with him leaving.
Absolutely. So that's something that kind of opens the door up. And as always, you guys are always looking for individuals that are interested in pursuing a career in the sheriff's department.
We are. And so you need to keep an eye out for, and I get calls all the time of, hey, how do I get a job at the sheriff's office? You need to keep an eye out for when we do our rosters. The state statute requires that we go through the merit board for our road positions. So there's two different rosters. There's road rosters and jail rosters. The road rosters have to go through the merit board, which we are right now going through a process. We just did a roster there and they're doing the testing process. And it requires that they take a written test, a physical test, and an oral interview. And then the merit board themselves actually ranks them. And then they when I get ready to hire somebody on the road, I call the merit board, which Scott Henry is over that right now. I call Scott up and say, hey, I'm getting ready to hire. He gives me three names in not any particular order. We bring them in for a second interview, and then we choose one of those three. The other two go back on the list. So that's how we hire for the road. The jail's different. It doesn't have to go under the merit board. We do it similar, though. There's a jail roster. We go through an interview process. We rank everybody, and then we do the same thing. We bring them in. And ultimately, it's sheriff's decision who gets hired, but I lean heavily on my administrative staff. So all the sergeants are involved, and Cletus, the chief deputy, is involved in that process. We generally sit down, round table everybody, and who we pick is who we pick.
Well, it always sounds like a great opportunity when something comes available.
Yeah, and we try to be as fair as we can be with our hiring process. We look for a good fit for us and a good fit for that candidate. And sometimes it's not the sheriff's office. You know, sometimes we tell them, we bring everybody in, explain, look, we didn't pick you for this reason.
Right.
So, and it's hard because there's usually one job and 20 people that want it.
Exactly. And you want to always give as many people the opportunity as you can.
We do. And we try to help them out. You know, also, if you're interested in law enforcement, get a hold of me because we can set you up with ride-alongs. We can let you shadow the jail and see what they do in there. Any facet that we do short of SWAT, I can't let you go on a SWAT call out, but anything else you can see how it goes and kind of get an idea. Some people realize at that point that it's not what they thought it was, or that it's a perfect fit for their lifestyle. So
absolutely. And you know, Sheriff, to just kind of close out, it is starting to get warmer outside, and I've noticed a huge attitude shift in the kids on the side of the road waiting for the bus. They are happy out there.
That spring fever.
They're not bundled up and shivering anymore.
That's right. And they're playing with their toys and basketballs and things, and they might be throwing frisbees. I saw kids at a bus stop throwing frisbees the other day. So you don't know what they're going to be doing. So they're not watching for you. You have to watch for them. And you know, in the big scheme of things, we're into March. The school year is almost over, if
it
you
is.
Can believe that.
It's insane.
That's crazy how fast the year goes by. But keep an eye out for the kids. And this time of year, the sun's in our eyes a lot as we're traveling to and from, you know, our destinations in the mornings. And time's going to change here shortly again.
Yeah, this week.
So I hate it when it does that. keep an eye out for the kids. Drive safe. We're getting a lot of complaints about speeders in our little neighborhoods, Miller Creek, Westwood, Spring Glen, Carbonville. We're taking a little more aggressive stance than we've had for that. So just keep an eye out. If you see a sheriff's car, you might want to slow down because you're likely going to get pulled over if you're speeding.
Right. Yeah. They're not just going to do the old flash the light thing and hope that you slow down and let you go.
Yeah.
After so many times, they kind of quit doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in, giving us an update. Missed you last week, but look forward to getting some updates as the weather starts to change a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys a lot. It's a pleasure to come in here. And people probably don't know this, but Mallory and I solve a lot of problems before we ever go on the air.
We
one
do.
Problem at a time. So you can call Mallory with your issues. We'll work that out for you. It may not be the solution you like, but we'll be happy.
Right. So, I mean, are we going to be able to say, like, if somebody gets in trouble with the law and they say, well, Mallory told me to approach it this way, are we going to be able to work something out there?
Absolutely. We will.
Yeah.
We will let the judge know that you're giving this advice. And hey, it's a roll of the dice.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
If you get advice from me, you just, hey, it's a gamble.
I think it's good advice. I followed it.
Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in. You can listen to this interview in its entirety and many others by visiting our website, castlecountryradio.com.